What's up, fellow Warriors Fanatics? I'm back again. I probably won't post another real episode until next week, so I am sorry for that. But if the quality sounds different, hey, I got a new microphone for Christmas. Yeah, I got it, and there was no instructions in the box, so that was confusing for a little bit. But I figured out how to get it to work, so, hopefully. Hopefully I don't break it or anything. Also, guys, I'm at 1.1K right now. So, like, wow. Wow, thank you guys so much. That means so much to me because I got to 1K. And then, like, 4 days later, I'm at 1.1K. And I didn't even post any new episodes. Wow, guys. Yeah, I'm doing my Christmas special today because I was going to do it on Christmas, but then the microphone didn't work with my device. So we ordered an adapter. 'Cause duh, we're cats. We're warrior cats. We have access to computers. 'Cause why not? So then I had to we ordered an adapter, ended up being a charger. Found another adapter, needed to take the case off my device and I can't. So sorry about the delay. I'm working on a different device right now. Yep, here I am doing my Christmas special. So for my Christmas special, I am going to do I'm going to do Warrior Cats Nutcracker. Like, what would change? What the characters would be? So, yeah. Okay. Sorry, just distraction. So Clara, this is just theoretical. It's all in my brain. Clara would maybe be Spark Pelt and Fritz, whatever his name is, would be for this case, let's just say it's Fitz because he sucks. So it would be Elderheart. I was trying to think of a female cat with a brother. You can't see it right now, but I'm doing frustrated cat things. Okay, I would do Mothwing and Hawkfrost, but Mothwing doesn't have a mate, so because for the nephew, we're gonna say the nephew is Larksong. And I forgot who Larksong's parents are because he's such a minor character. So we're just gonna say that the weird dude that gives Clara the nutcracker is Yellowfang, because we can switch genders around a little bit, can't we? So then Yellowfang comes in like, ee-ee-ee-ee-ee, and gives them presents and whatever. Gives Alderheart the complete herb set and gives Spark Pelt, well, a lucky mouse bone. Woohoo! Putting my paws together because why not? Okay, so gives her that la-di-da-di-da. And then she shrinks that night. And the Ant King fights the bone. Because why not? It's so random, but So yeah, the Ant King fights the bone. The bone ends up winning. Yay, I guess. And then Spark Pat's like, oh no, goes to sleep in her moss bed again. And then she gets transported to the land. Well, to Star Clan. She gets transported to Star Clan and sees all these amazing cats. And then our version of the Sugar Plum Fairy is Firestar, because why not? Just imagine Firestar dancing. That's funny. And the palace is made out of. Oh my gosh. The palace is made out of, Catmint. Catmint Palace. So, yay. I have a super bad memory, so I can't remember what comes after that. But. Yes. And then after like touring Star Clan, the trees are actual trees. But then the lush green meadows and whatever. Sparkling, bubbling brooks, and then there's Prey literally just like doesn't even cower. Then yeah, she wakes up and is like, ugh. Wanted to stay asleep because that was great. And then later she has a meltdown because Lark Song dies. That's actually in the books. And then Flicker Kid just goes, bleh. She's got some trauma issues. Yeah, maybe I'll do a character review later. Not today, because I don't have time, but yeah. That's it, guys. Merry Christmas and pounce on you later.